goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Divorce Hour, and I am your host, Larry Bloom. We are 1 week away from April Fool's Day. I am planning something very special for April Fool's Day. But it's still March, and we've been talking about money in this month of March. And I am very happy today to report that sitting across from me is an expert on bankruptcy law, which is good because I'm not. Ed Niger, how are you today?
I am well, Larry. Thank you so much for having me on. It's truly a pleasure and a privilege to be here.
Thank you for coming in. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself so they'll know that you're the authority that I know you to be.
I am a bankruptcy attorney. I have practiced bankruptcy at one of the largest bankruptcy firms for several years. The firm currently handles some of the most sophisticated bankruptcies in the world, including General Motors, Lehman Brothers. And about 2.5 years ago, I decided that I wanted to be involved in the personal side of bankruptcy. That is not to say only personal bankruptcy, but the less corporate side of bankruptcy.
Small business.
It gives me an opportunity to interact with people, to hear their story, and I get a feeling of actually making a difference in people's lives, handling those kinds of bankruptcies. And I've been practicing bankruptcy law on my own with Niger LLP. We're a boutique bankruptcy firm. We have 6 attorneys currently, all specializing in bankruptcy for the last 2.5 years. It's been a great ride, and like I hoped, I've got to help a lot of people personally, small business owners, people who are owed money and someone filed bankruptcy on them. You know, I've helped them recover the money, and this inevitably takes me to I meet people who are going through divorce because bankruptcy and divorce in many ways and unfortunately go hand in hand. Divorce can be expensive. There's always issues about how to divide the property. One partner is sometimes left with not enough means to support him or herself, and bankruptcy many times comes into the picture.
Okay, now I know that I never make the decision for a client should they divorce. I don't sell divorces, I sell my services in a divorce. I would imagine it's the same for you. You don't say you should be in bankruptcy.
I never tell anyone to file for bankruptcy. My philosophy is that bankruptcy is a last resort. I try to have my clients work out their differences out of court, whether they be a corporation dealing with their creditors and the banks, or whether they be a spouse dealing with the other spouse. Bankruptcy is a last resort. I never tell clients to file for bankruptcy, but sometimes I advise them that
it might be a good idea
at this point in the game. It's their best option. But again, I firmly believe that parties, adults, can and should be reasonable and work things out amongst themselves.
You know, I've been in bankruptcy court and I've been in divorce court. Bankruptcy court is a lot more civil.
Bankruptcy court is very civil. First of all, bankruptcy court is federal.
Yes.
Federal courts are a different world. I've been in state court, and it's from my perspective a jungle. Federal courts are very, very civil. No one speaks out of turn, and if they do, they suffer the consequences. And the judges don't go for
grandstanding.
They don't go for grandstanding. For the most part, they expect parties to act in a certain way. They don't go for any frivolous type actions, and they see right through it. So just getting to federal court sometimes puts the parties in a different position.
There are so many questions I have. Let's start with the basics. Chapter 7 is the worst, right?
I wouldn't call it the worst.
All right.
There are different kinds of bankruptcies. There's Chapter 7, Chapter 13, Chapter 11, and they each serve different purposes.
Correct.
One isn't better than the other.
I'm sorry. As a creditor, when you get your Chapter 7 notice, that's usually the one that says you're not getting anything. Is that
there's a higher likelihood that you're not getting anything in a Chapter 7 than in a Chapter 11. That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Fair enough. So when should somebody file a Chapter 7? Well, what's the difference between a Chapter 7 and a Chapter 11?
A Chapter 7 is a straight liquidation.
Okay.
It's when you're at the point where you say, God, or whoever your higher power is, or
I give up. Uncle.
I give up. Uncle, you know? Chair, whatever it is for you.
Okay.
I give up. I can't make ends meet. I don't see how I will ever be able to make ends meet. Take my assets, sell them, pay whatever you want, pay the creditors, but I need a fresh start. Chapter 7 is when you really need a fresh start. Now, when you file for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, a trustee is appointed whose job it is to collect your assets. Sell those assets, pay the creditors, and then you get what's called a discharge, which means you live free and clear from all the debts that you had.
With certain exceptions.
With certain
Which we will get to a little later on. But there are certain exceptions.
But one thing I want to say before I scare everyone off from filing for bankruptcy is in addition to the exceptions with respect to what does not get discharged, which divorced... ties into that very strongly, there are exceptions as to what you need to give up. You don't need to give up everything. You can keep large amounts of equity in a house. You can keep large amounts of equity in a car. You can keep large... Is that 2 seconds or two minutes?
Don't worry, right? Just you keep talking. I'll handle the talk.
For those listening, I'm new to this radio thing, and I see all these signals, and I'm trying to interpret them, but I guess I have 2 minutes, right? You know, you can keep large amounts of equity in a house, large amounts of equity in a car. You can keep money in a bank account. There's a lot of things that you get to keep. So thankfully, when Congress passed the bankruptcy code, they didn't make you say you have to give everything up, you know, and live in a, you know, refrigerator box and start from scratch. You're allowed to have the basic living necessities, the things that will allow you to rebuild your life. And in many cases, you can even keep a business that you have. But the idea of Chapter 7 is you need to give up everything that you don't necessarily need, and you start fresh. You have no debts other than certain debts that ride through Chapter 7, which of course we'll get to. But it's a fresh start idea.
Okay. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Chapter 11s and Chapter 13s. Just very briefly, a 13 is for businesses?
A 13 is for individuals.
Okay.
And it's a repayment plan. It's if you have too much money or too many assets and you can't file, you don't qualify for a Chapter 7, then you'll file a Chapter 13, which is a repayment plan.
Okay. And we're going to talk about these things in a little bit. If you have questions, please give us a call here, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, and we are at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is Jake and Elwood Blues singing the divorce classic, Who's Making Love to Your Old Lady While You've Been Out Making Love? I am here today with Ed Niger, bankruptcy attorney. Ed, why don't you tell people how they can reach you?
You can reach me by calling me. My number is 212-267-7342. Again, that number is 212-267-7342. You can also email me. My email address is eniger@nigerllp. That's spelled E, N as in Nancy, eiger@nigerllp. And you can also check out my website, nigerllp.com.
Very nice. Thank you. Okay. Chapter 7 is the complete washout, fresh start. Then we have reorganizations. And what's the difference between a Chapter 11 and a Chapter 13?
Two chapters, first
Thank
of
you.
All.
Thank you.
The real difference is Chapter 13 is made for individuals who want who don't qualify for Chapter 7, but they still want a plan of reorganization, which is what a Chapter 11 is. Chapter 11 is a plan of reorganization, but a Chapter 13 is for individuals who want to file a plan of reorganization. So they're making too much money for a Chapter 7. But you still have to make less than a certain amount of money. You have to have less than a certain amount of income and also less than a certain amount of secured and unsecured debt. I believe the amount of debt that you have to have less than is $1.3 million.
So and what you're getting there is you're basically getting a payout. You may pay 100%, but you're getting to pay it over time.
Right. But in most cases, you don't pay 100%. What a Chapter 13 is... Like a Chapter 7, the trustee is appointed, and you make monthly payments from your excess income
right
to the trustee. So the trustee will sit down with you and your lawyer and figure out how much money do you need for basic living. And the government sets forth certain guidelines. So, for example, if you live in a $5,000 a month apartment, you can't say, well, I only have $1,000 a month of disposable income at the end of the month because I have a $5,000 apartment. That doesn't work. The government sets forth certain guidelines as to what, how much you can allocate for basic living needs, and that depends on area.
And I assume we're talking food, clothing, shelter.
Food, clothing, shelter, and New York.
Medical.
Exactly. And New York will probably be more, is more expensive than many other places.
Okay.
But then what happens is whatever you have left over, the, which is called disposable income, you pay that to the trustee every month, who then distributes it evenly to your creditors in accordance with a priority, which we'll get to, which we'll get to later. Now, if after 5 years you still owe some money,
yes,
that goes away.
Oh, no kidding.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
I guess. Unless you're the creditor.
Unless you're the creditor.
Unless you're the creditor. I mean, I got my biggest laugh ever in bankruptcy court. Judge says something to me. I was there for a client. I was there for the spouse. And I knew that the spouse wasn't discharged. And the lawyer, the judge must have thought I was talking about myself. I said, oh, no, Your Honor. I know the lawyer always loses. But the but his wife is entitled to her support. And I think that's the big distinction that we have to emphasize, right?
Right.
That's one of the exceptions to the rule.
One of the exceptions to the rule is that the wife or the husband are entitled to the support that state law gives them. And that does not get discharged. Many a time I have someone come into my office saying, oh, my God, I have to pay child support. I have to pay alimony. I can't afford it. You know, when the state court made their ruling 5 years ago, it was, you know, 2006. I was making a lot of money, and I'm not making that kind of money. They went in for a downward modification, which got denied. They went in for another downward modification. It got denied. What could I do? And the answer is
nothing.
You can
appeal.
You can sell your house. You can get another job.
You can get rid of your other debt, but you can't get rid of this debt.
But you're going to have to pay the child support, and you're going to have to pay the alimony.
Okay.
And in fact, the bankruptcy code is very, very sensitive to child support and alimony. In the list of exemptions, which means in the list of, in fact, I'm sorry, not a list of exemptions, but a list of priorities, things that have to get paid.
Taxes are first.
Domestic support obligations are first.
Oh, fart, no kidding.
Bankruptcy Code Section 507A1A. Allowed unsecured claims for domestic support obligations. So the government puts that
ahead of themselves.
In front of taxes. And it's very rare for the government to put anyone in front of themselves.
Okay. So, all right. What I've found is that one of the big causes of divorce is that there's not enough money. Look, in the last couple of years, people's businesses have failed. People have lost their jobs. And they're at each other's throat. So I got all this debt, and I got a wife who's not talking to me. Who do I go see first, the divorce lawyer or the bankruptcy lawyer?
Always a divorce lawyer.
Okay.
Always a divorce lawyer, because the divorce lawyer will tell you whether or not you're going to have to pay anything. Or the divorce lawyer may tell you that if you get divorced, your wife will have to pay you money. I had a situation where the wife was a semi-well-known actress, and the husband kind of stayed home, took care of the kids, and cooked, cleaned.
Mr. Mom.
And his divorce lawyer said he thought he's going to have to file for bankruptcy if he gets divorced. And his divorce lawyer said, your wife may have to file for bankruptcy, but you sure are in a good position.
Okay. And we should emphasize that there's a distinction between the domestic support and the property distribution.
There is.
For instance, let's say my law practice was valued at $1 million. Ha, ha, ha. But let's say it's valued at $1 million.
Come on.
Which means I have to give she who shall not be named $500,000. Now, that I could discharge in bankruptcy.
That you cannot discharge in bankruptcy.
Yes, I can. It's the support I can't discharge, can I? It's a property distribution.
Property distribution cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However.
Okay.
However.
I'm learning something here. See that? Gee, I feel terrible.
The bill is in the mail.
I feel terrible.
The bill is in the mail. Property distribution cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, it takes a much lower priority. It's like 15th on the list. Oh. So domestic support obligations is number one on the list.
Right.
But anything that a divorce court orders in connection with a divorce settlement cannot be discharged. So if you have a big business and the divorce court says you need to pay X amount of money if you want to keep your business, you need to pay your spouse.
Right. You get $500,000. Call a distributive award.
Distributive award. Right. Whatever is in a divorce court order cannot be discharged. However, the priority is much, much lower, and it is behind taxes. So whereas domestic support obligations come before taxes, they come after taxes. And a lot of times what will happen is a bankruptcy attorney will put a very large tax bill on the bankruptcy petition, even though it's unclear whether all that taxes is really owed. But they would put a huge tax bill on that petition. And the reason they would do that
is to scare off the other people.
Exactly, and gain some leverage.
And we're going to talk more about this. I can ask my questions for the full hour, but I'm sure we'd rather hear yours. Again, the number 877-480-4120. I'm here with Ed Niger today talking bankruptcy and divorce on the Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
I can't go for that Hall of Notes. I can't go for it. I'm sorry. And I don't want to go for bankruptcy, but once in a while there are things that you have to do. Now, you just told me something very interesting during the break. Could you repeat it, please?
Yes, you have a very interesting sweater that you're wearing.
No, about agreements that say an obligation won't be discharged in bankruptcy.
Oh, that. One of the most unknown laws But very, very useful is, and maybe we shouldn't say this until your divorce is finalized, but...
They don't listen, don't worry.
Okay.
And if she hears my voice, she would turn it off.
But she's the only one that would. Any provision in any contract that says that, you know, this contract is void upon filing for bankruptcy or filing for bankruptcy is a default, or that you agree to not file for bankruptcy, that provision is automatically null and void upon the filing of bankruptcy. It's called an ipso facto clause. And essentially, the point of that law is that it would, you know, Congress worked very, very, very hard in 1978 and before to create this bankruptcy code, to create this bankruptcy mechanism, to give people and corporations the ability to have a fresh start and a second chance. And everyone would just put these provisions in their contracts, making the entire bankruptcy code, which I'm holding in my hand, and is hundreds of pages long, and the case law on the bankruptcy code is hundreds of thousands, if not millions of pages long, make it all null and void.
The bankruptcy law doesn't look that thick to me. I've seen the Internal Revenue Code, and I've seen the domestic relations law.
I got to tell you, one thing I love about bankruptcy is that it's all in this one book. You know, you don't need to be, and it's all federal, so you don't need to know the laws in 50 different states, except in certain circumstances. It's very clean and concise, and once you master it, you really have the ability to master it, whereas other areas of law, like corporate law, is very difficult to master.
Okay. Let's talk about the automatic stay. What is the automatic stay?
The automatic stay comes into effect the second you file a bankruptcy petition. Every single action for money against you stops. Now, a lot of people who are going through divorce file for bankruptcy. Now, the question is, why are they filing for bankruptcy if the bankruptcy code doesn't discharge their obligations? And the answer is because a judgment is going to come down really hard and really fast, 9:30 in the morning, because you're going to lose the order to show cause that you filed. And you just need a breathing spell. You just need some time to figure things out. Maybe you could borrow some money. Maybe you could refinance your house. Maybe you could come to a settlement. You just need time. See, even though the bankruptcy code doesn't discharge your debt, if it's a domestic support obligation, you get the automatic stay. And that means any action for money, whether by a spouse or a credit card or organization who's chasing you, anything, stops. Frozen.
Okay, the standard business type of, you know, Con Ed sues you because you didn't pay your bill. Those things get stopped. Now, what about, you know, I'm a poor wife, I'm home with five kids, all under the age of seven, and they're, you know, they're hungry and they're crying. Can I get them support while after the institution of the automatic stay?
You can get them support, but you need to get relief from the automatic stay. In other words, if you're... You have to say, may I.
In the bankruptcy.
And whatever proceeding, you know, your great lawyer was doing in state court to get you, you know, half of your husband's, you know, million-dollar law firm, stops. Now...
That aspect stops.
Within a couple of months, it will restart again because it's not dischargeable, but you get the breathing spell. The automatic stay really is the breathing spell that people look for, to be able to gather their bearings, try to figure out a plan, speak to people, try to work something out. That's really what the automatic stay is all about.
And many times in a divorce, if one or both of the spouses have filed for bankruptcy, we might voluntarily discontinue it with certain support orders continuing while the bankruptcy is going on. That way you're not paying two lawyers.
Absolutely.
At the same time.
Right. Although as a lawyer... I have no problem with paying two lawyers.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm the same way. I have my own theories on jury duty, which we can get into if you'd like. But yes, the lawyer should always be paid. Unfortunately, you know, having received a number of those Chapter 7 notices, I know that means I'm not getting paid.
Yeah, usually that's not a good sign. You don't want to be on the receiving end of getting a Chapter 7 notice. However, if you're representing a client and the opposing party files for bankruptcy.
Right.
And you got a judgment from a judge that says that as part of the obligation...
Support obligation.
They need to pay your legal fees.
That's not dischargeable.
That's not discharge.
But I'm willing to wager that the automatic stay would apply to that. You wouldn't get an exemption from the automatic stay to collect your fee.
You may not get it. You'll get it eventually.
Eventually. All right. So you have a husband and wife, and they don't have enough money.
Actually, I'm single.
One has a husband and wife. You have clients who husband.
I have
and
a
wife.
Girlfriend. If she's listening, for the record, I have to say that. Otherwise, I will be really single.
Which is okay because then we won't give her name. That way, they're all covered. Dum dum. That's a divorce lawyer's joke. Thank you. Anyway, do you file together? Do you file separately?
If you're in a divorce, you file separately. Or if you're going through a divorce, you file separately. But if you're, you know, a happily married couple.
Okay.
If they do indeed exist. And you can't make ends meet, you generally file together. Why do you file together? All your exemptions double. So you're allowed to have $50,000 in equity in a house.
Now you got $100,000.
Now you got $100,000. You're allowed to have $2,500 in a car. Now you have
five.
Very good at math. Very good, Larry.
Very good at math.
Very
division
impressed.
I'm not so good at. My multiplication by two, I'm good.
Addition, I'd come to you for addition any day.
Dum-dum. I can only divide property. I can't divide numbers. So what am I missing here? What is the big issue that people should be concerned about when they're dealing with divorce and bankruptcy?
You should just be aware of if your spouse filed for bankruptcy on you, you should be aware of your rights and not panic. Hire yourself a good bankruptcy attorney, and that attorney will be able to enforce whatever rights you have.
Okay,
you just have to know your rights. And if you're filing for bankruptcy to get out of an obligation, you have to know you may buy some time.
But you may not get out of it.
You probably will not get out of it.
Not if it's to your spouse.
And in my experiences, bankruptcy judges don't take too kindly to individuals who are trying to stiff their spouse and children by filing for bankruptcy.
That's a good thing. We are here with Ed Niger. Give us a call, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Janis Joplin. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. I'm here with Ed Niger, and some things are being taken. Some things are from creditors. Some things are not. The magic word is dischargeability, correct?
That's a magic word.
And what's... We also know that alimony and child support, or New York maintenance and child support, and maybe some council fees and maybe some property distribution won't be discharged. But, you know, my Con Ed bill will be discharged. My,
credit cards will be discharged.
Mortgage on the house?
Bank loans will be discharged.
Okay.
Mortgage on the house will not be discharged.
Ah.
One thing, well...
Partially discharged.
Let me take that back. Secured debt is not discharged. However, in bankruptcy, and especially in a Chapter 11, which we didn't get to, you can bifurcate a secured claim. That means if a secured... if
bifurcate is a lawyer word, which means we chop it off.
We chop it in half.
And we sue it someplace else.
Sorry to all the non-lawyers and less than fourth graders who didn't know what bifurcate means. But it means you chop it in half. So if a bank lends you money, right, and they take a security interest on your house, they lend you $1 million, you bought a house in 2008, your house is worth $1.3 million, the bank is fully secured, right?
Right.
And then what happens? The economy goes down.
And your house is worth
$700,000. And your house is now worth, $20,000.
Okay.
Right?
All right, let's go crazy.
You can chop the bank's claim in half, not in half, but you can say that the bank has a $20,000 secured claim.
Right.
And then the deficiency claim, which is $980,000.
Is an unsecured claim.
And they get online with the rest of the unsecured creditors. Now, that's a tricky thing to do, but it can be done, and I have done it. But secured claims don't go away.
Okay. And taxes?
Taxes. Most taxes don't go away, especially taxes incurred in the last 3 years. So taxes are a little bit older, then they could go away. But filing for bankruptcy gives you some leverage in negotiating with the IRS. You know, the IRS will forgive some tax or will give you a favorable settlement plan if they see that you really are having a hard time. And sometimes bankruptcy is the thing that convinces them that you're really at the end of your rope.
You're not kidding.
You're not kidding.
Okay. And what else doesn't get discharged? Student loans?
Student loans don't get discharged. A lot of, you know, if you're driving a vehicle drunk and you cause someone personal injury or death, that does not get discharged. The point of the bankruptcy code...
Hold on, let me get this straight. I sue somebody, or somebody sues me.
Is this relevant for you?
No, I'm curious.
Okay.
I'm just curious. and it's just an automobile accident, and I don't have enough insurance. And there's $1 million judgment against me. I can't discharge that away?
No. Personal injury involving an automobile accident does not get discharged.
Go figure.
Go figure. It's in every single, in fact, it's standard language in every single discharge order in a Chapter 7. There's a list of things that are not. That
yeah, it's on the back of the page. It's on the back of the discharge.
How many? Oh, you've really gotten a lot of these, Larry. I'm sorry.
I know what they look like.
We'll take a look next time.
I know what they look like. I'm sorry to
say. So everyone, before you get behind the wheel of a car, especially if you're drunk, you know, think about the debts that won't get discharged.
Among other things. So, all right. So basically what we want to do is we want to structure any settlement in a divorce case so that the most...
Alimony and child support.
We want to call it that. That's we want to be number one on the list with a bullet.
I say, you know, everything is alimony and child support. Even take a hit, you know? If you have a business that's worth $1 million and your spouse is going to get $500,000, I say, you know what? Get $100,000 for that, but negotiate a lot of alimony.
Okay.
And the reason for that is if the spouse does file for bankruptcy one day, you're in a much better position.
And we were here last week talking about taxes. And we should also point out that that alimony that you're getting is taxable to you and deductible to the person who's paying it. Not child support, but alimony. So the person who's receiving it might, you know, is still going to pay taxes, but at least they'll be on the top of the priority list.
Right, right.
Which is very important.
You're number one.
Yeah, number one with, there we go. So, bankruptcy is going up in the last couple of years?
Bankruptcy has been going up in the last couple of years, you know, with the downturn in the economy. A lot of people, unfortunately, have lost their jobs, have been laid off, and also companies can't get credit. Companies in the United States survive on credit. We're a credit economy. If banks make it really difficult to obtain credit, there's no way you're going to be able to make payroll. There's no way you're going to be able to order supplies. There's no way you're going to be able to order goods to sell. Unfortunately, right now, banks will only lend money to people who don't need loans.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Funny, and it's sad in a way, and bankruptcies have gone up as a result. Have divorces gone up?
Yes. Well, divorces, statistically, they're about the same. But from my personal point of view, the beginning of any recession is great for business.
Especially if you're a bankruptcy or a divorce.
For my business. Once you are, in the third year of it, all of a sudden there's not enough money to go around, and I'm performing elective surgery. You know, getting rid of a spouse is, you know, you can put that off for a little while. You can't put off getting rid of the cancer.
That's true. That's true. You got to pick and choose.
So it really depends. I mean, everybody has their own perspective on when they get divorced. I never expected to get divorced when I did. I figured my children would have been all out of the house, but the cancer was growing and it needed to be removed. So that was the circumstance. So basically what you're saying is that bankruptcy will buy you time in a divorce case, but not necessarily much else.
Right. It will buy you time. And even though a lot of obligations are not discharged, you still need to jump through a couple more hoops to get it. So it also gives you some negotiating power.
Okay. But let me understand this. Husband files for bankruptcy. Wife says, I need support. She has to first go to bankruptcy court to say, may I sue him for support?
No.
She could just go right to the
support. Go to bankruptcy court and say, I have not been getting support. And if he does not make those support payments, she will hire a lawyer.
Right.
And the lawyer will file a motion to dismiss the bankruptcy. And the judge will throw that bankruptcy out so fast.
No kidding.
Bankruptcy courts are very, very strict about making payments in bankruptcy. You want to use our forum to help you, you better comply with our rules. And our rules is you make the payments.
And in federal court, we've already established, is very strict, and there's no funny business
right.
in the federal court.
And the judges on the bench, at least in the Southern District and Eastern District where I practice.
Of New York,
are brilliant, and they see right through any shtick, for lack of a better word. But I think everyone knows what shtick means.
Yep. Okay. So we have one more segment we're going to come back for. I know you're out there, people. Give us a call. Ask your specific questions. Make your specific comments for Ed, for me. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm here with Ed Niger. I am your host, Larry Bloom. And this is TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Tommy James and the Shondells singing Moni Moni. You know, I still have some of Marina Lombardi's books left. If somebody can call in and tell me what a Shondell is, I'll send you a copy of the book. I'm here with Ed Niger. Ed, tell people how they can reach you, please.
You can reach me by calling 212-267-7342. Again, that's 212-267-7342. Or by emailing me at eniger@nigerllp. That's E, and as in Nancy, E-I-G-E-R, at nigerllp. Or by checking out my website, Niger, www.nigerllp.com.
All right. As you, Sam well knows, this show is all about me. And I've received numerous Chapter 7 notices, some Chapter 11, some Chapter 13s, but mostly Chapter 7s. I get one in the mail. Is this the worst thing in the world?
When you get one, it probably is.
Okay.
So or it is for you.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the worst thing in the world, but it's not necessarily bad if your spouse files a bankruptcy and you and the other spouse gets that notice.
Okay. How does that work? When you say it's not so bad? That because the marital property, they're now waiving their claims in the marital property because they're not listing it on their bankruptcy petition?
No. Although I didn't think of that. But the bankruptcy code gives anyone, a spouse, a creditor, any interested party, a right to depose a debtor that files, and not only depose a debtor that files, but depose anyone who may have information about that debtor, without going through the rings and hoops that you have to go through in state court with subpoenas and depositions, there's something called Bankruptcy Rule 2004. And Bankruptcy Rule 2004 allows anyone to depose the debtor or anyone related to the debtor or anyone having information relating to the debtor with a simple motion. So, for example, I got a call from a woman whose husband filed for bankruptcy, and the husband was an art dealer. And as you may know, in the art world, it's very easy to hide assets. You can have $1 million worth of assets in a suitcase.
Okay.
And it's very easy to send them overseas. It's very easy to hide those assets. And we used the tools of Rule 2004 to not only depose the husband, but depose other art dealers that he deals with. And we essentially really hurt his reputation in the art world when all these other art dealers who he deals with are getting these notices for Rule 2004 examination, and we ask them about all the different deals they did. And those art dealers don't want people prying into their business.
Especially the feds.
Especially in federal court. So we actually got the debtor himself to file a motion to dismiss his own bankruptcy. And before we did that, we got very valuable information, which a divorce attorney was able to use in state court.
Okay, so what we have learned here today is that bankruptcy lawyers are not just for the bankrupt. They are for the people who are being sued or the people who are being attempted to be discharged by the bankrupt.
That's right. And it's also for people who are neither but have a lot of money and want to try to protect their assets. We can help create some bankruptcy remote entities so that if they do have to file for bankruptcy, certain assets will not be part of the bankrupt estate.
Okay. Very interesting. Well, I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Larry.
It's been a pleasure. Hopefully you can come back again and we'll talk more about divorce and bankruptcy.
I'd like that.
Two wonderful topics that people really want to hear about.
They go hand in hand.
Like love and marriage. maybe I gave a little hint next week. But next week is the special April Fool's Day show. Please join in. You're allowed to call in next week and make jokes. As long as the jokes aren't funnier than my jokes, you're okay. Please stay tuned to my good friend, Tony Martinetti. He is brilliant and always says things that are way over my head. So please stay tuned for Tony. And he's apparently has no guest in the studio today, but probably has guests on the phone.
You want me to stay on, Tony?
Okay. Have a good week, everybody. Please send me an email at larry@divorcebybloom.com for topics you may want to hear on the Divorce Hour. Money March is over. April's going to be a fun month. We're going to go back to some touchy-feely type thing subjects.
I'm glad on wasn't there.
On divorce. Enjoy yourselves, everyone. Stay warm. The calendar says spring, but it is freezing out there. Have a great week, everybody. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are, as always, here on TalkingAlternative.com.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Ding 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 ding
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.